Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Singer-songwriter Caitlin Canty grew up in a small town in Vermont. She studied biology at Williams College, spent a decade working in New York City as a consultant for a Fortune 500 company, a bunch of them. And then, naturally, she became a professional folk singer.
Her first stop, Idaho. She packed up her things, grabbed her guitar, and moved into an empty ski house. The price was right. It was free. And that's where she launched her songwriting career. But the place she calls her musical home is Boston, and we are happy to welcome her home as she joins us in the studio now on the eve of the release of her newest album, her second studio album. It's called Reckless Skyline, and it features mostly her own songs, including this one.
I seen you tearing down the highway. I seen you standing in the shade. I seen you holding the baby. My love for you will not fade. The wind, it whispers to the golden light. The wind, it glances off the lake. Out on's putting up a good old fight. My love for you will not fade. My love for you will not fade. The pen is only for the paper. The ink aches for the page. The water wants to be a river. My love for you will not fade. My love for you is not faded. Black river hotter than a July sun. Wildfire on a bloodshot day. When our ashes have burned to dust. My love for you will not fade. My love for you will not fade. My love for you is not fading. Seven lines, only seven lines. Only took seven lines to send it away. You wrote seven lines, only seven lines. Only took seven lines to send it away. My love for you will not fade. My love for you will not fade. My love for you is not. I seen you tearing down the highway. I seen you standing in the shade. I seen you holding a baby.
That's Caitlin Canty live in our studio performing the song My Love For You Will Not Fade from her album that is out tomorrow, Reckless Skyline. Caitlin, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. And our astute listeners will have heard a male voice in there as well, one that we featured on Radio Boston. Before that, of Mark Irelli. We featured your music on the show. You have a new CD coming up. That's for another discussion. You're singer, songwriter, producer, now frontman for the bluegrass group called Barnstar. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you.
My Love For You Will Not Fade is one of, Caitlin, your many songs that reference nature and the elements. The wind, a couple lines there, whispers to the light, glances off the lake, painting lace on the waves. Where does nature come into your songwriting?
Well, a lot of my songs, I think, are geographically specific. I'm either writing them by a river, or I'm going back there in my mind. I spend a lot of time outside. Grew up in Vermont, so it feeds into the words. And
so, not to make it sound less romantic than it just sounded when you said that, but do you, when you sort of write in nature by a river, for instance, you bring your guitar and go out and sit? Do you bring out a notepad? Do you go out and meditate? What are you actually doing?
Sometimes I'll bring a guitar. I usually am either out going for a hike, or I'll bring a notepad. But I usually don't hike out anywhere with my guitar. I love this guy too much.
All right, which brings us to this guy that you're so in love with. This guy who you also call, by the way, your co-writer in your music and your songs. This is a Recording King guitar that you have. Maybe you can describe it for us.
Sure. It's from late 30s. I bought it in Boston at Music Emporium.
In Lexington.
Yeah, a friend had tipped me off. I was looking for a real guitar, and he said I should meet this one. And I wasn't planning on getting an old guitar, but it's got a personality that I couldn't leave it behind. It was
you wanted a friend.
You
mostly wanted an age-appropriate guitar, but you found there was value in maturity.
Well, I opened it up. It smelled like cigars. It was a blast of smoke that came out with it, and it's got a big baseball V-neck. So it's like a baseball bat, you know.
So how would it sound different from, say, Mark, from your guitar? Maybe you can give us a sample of how. First, Mark, why don't you go?
Sure.
Play.
That's me.
Okay, what kind of guitar is that?
Well, sorry, yours is happier because it's in a major key.
Yeah.
What is the difference, though, in the sound? What makes
it?
Well, I
liked this guitar. It was very dark sounding. I kept the strings on that were original and dirty and dead. So I love that tone. I think, this one it's got a smaller sound hole and it's got a big, thick body. So it's a loud guitar. It sings well with me. I mean, I think that's what a songwriter wants in a singer. You know, you sit down with somebody and they've got the right vibe. So then you want to keep playing with them and you write more, and the hours fly.
Good. So. We'll play something else for us on this Recording King guitar with Mark Arelli. This is Caitlin Canty.
Yeah. One, two, three. Get up, no time to rest or run for cover. Get up, before the road pulls you under. Sleeping on embers, breathing in rivers, waking up shivering on summer's hottest night. Salt crusted sweat dries, dust deep in white lines, dreaming. You'll find it in the nick of time. Ooh. Get up. No time to rest or run for cover. Get up. Before the road pulls you under. Knock the breath out of your madness. Burn your photographs at the edges. Send your heart back from where you left it. Took a long way to come here. Got a long way. Walking through tall grass, color of matches on summer's hottest night. Charred bark and dusty ash burned out 2 years back. Dreaming that you will find it in the nick of time. Knock the breath out of your madness. Burn your photographs at the edges. Send your heart back from where you left it. Took a long way to come here. Got a long way. Get up, get up, get up. No time to rest or run for cover. Get up, get up, get up. Before the road pulls you under. Get up, get up, get up. No time to rest or run for cover. Get up, get up, get up. Before the road pulls you under.
Caitlin Canty performing the song Get Up from her album that's going to be released tomorrow, Reckless Skyline. Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm so excited to let this one out of the bag.
Out of the bag. So tell me about what went into this particular song itself. I mean, there's a great sense of propulsion to it and a kind of foreboding, too.
Well, I wrote this song around the time I met this guitar, and a month or so later, I signed up Jeffrey Focalt to produce the record.
He's based in Boston, I think, right?
He's in Western Mass, and he's one of my favorite songwriters. And I loved an album he made called Horse Latitudes, and I had questioned him incessantly about how that came to be. So he signed on to produce and signed up the band pretty quickly. Billy Conway on drums, and Eric Haywood, and Jeremy Moses Curtis, the same guys I'm taking out next week, actually, this week with me on the road. But I could hear this band in my head as I was writing the song.
You could hear them in your head, meaning the arranging and the voices or what?
You know, Billy Conway is one of the best drummers out there, and I think that's probably why this song leans forward. I really was so excited to be in a studio with him and the whole band. So I was writing these songs with them in mind. I think that's...
You know, you obviously feel comfortable, you say, in Boston. I mean, as you've said before, and we mentioned in the intro, Boston is your kind of musical home.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people you're talking about are local. As you said, the producer is from Western Massachusetts. What is it about the community here that makes you feel at home?
I wish I knew why it's cooked the way it has, but Boston has a large number of really great songwriters, and they're also pretty inclusive. So there's a nice community here that I've lived in New York City for a decade. And I'd see my friends who are from Brooklyn more often in Boston and play with them here.
How's it different?
There's more an inclusive but high caliber crew here.
Less competitive, or what would you say?
It's not that it's less competitive. People want to hear your songs. Mark is a great songwriter, and he's playing my songs today. You know, there's a lot of sharing and swapping. I sang backup for him. So I think there's just a nice culture that's built up over the years, and maybe New York's a little more isolating and more competitive in that way.
All right. We are glad you're here.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm here too.
Caitlin Canty. Her new album, Reckless Skyline, comes out tomorrow. She's going to be performing at Club Passim in Harvard Square this coming Sunday. Thanks a lot for being here.
Oh, thank you.
And Mark Arelli on guitar. Thank you as well.
My pleasure.
Caitlin, we'd love to have you play us out on
you
something.
Got
what
it.
Are you going to play for us?
I'll play you Southern Man.
Great. We're going out now with Caitlin Canty performing her song, Southern Man. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston. And Caitlin, take it away.
Southern man in a northern land, you know where to put your hands when we dance. Call me a hard man to understand, Southern man. Swing me around to an old time band, hold me close with two strong hands, all my plans.
don't mean nothing. Your heart meant to withstand, Southern man. Working man with calloused hands, gentler than a gentleman, hold me tight, the world is put right. You're a good man to stand by, man of mine. Southern man in a northern land, you know where to put your hands when we dance. Hold me so tight. You're a good man to stand by, man of mine.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.